They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
The Derby Trail headed overseas last week to Japan for the Hyacinth Stakes and Ireland for the Patton. Horses based outside the U.S. have gotten close to contending in the Derby recently, but it's been a long time since any of them have threatened to actually win the Roses. Just last year, Japanese-based Master Fencer finished sixth in the Derby. Master of Hounds used the Dubai route in 2011 before his fifth-place finish in Kentucky, and Eltish came from England before his sixth-place finish in 1995. But the last horse to actually hit the board in the Derby? You've got to go all the way back to 1986, when Bold Arrangement finished second to Ferdinand. Well, we're back stateside for a huge race today. It's the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream, carrying 85 Derby points, including 50 for the winner. That means whoever wins will almost assuredly have enough Derby points to secure a spot in the starting gate on the first Saturday in May. A full field of 12 was entered, and the morning line favorite is Dennis's Moment. He hasn't raced since stumbling badly at the start of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and finishing far back as the odds-on choice. It's the second time he's had a major issue at the start. But when he's left the gate cleanly, he's been a dominating force. Expect him to fire a big shot off the layoff today. He'll have to beat some talented three-year-olds, though, including As Seen on TV, Ete Andion, and Chance It. The latter two got the worst of the post positions, drawing 11 and 12, respectively. They'll need plenty of racing luck to avoid being hung very wide in the first turn. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Lord Nelson, one of only three sprinters last decade to win three Grade Ones in a single year, along with champions Run Happy and Mitoli. His three consecutive Grade One victories included a stakes record performance in 107 3/5 in Del Mar's historic Bing Crosby Stakes.
Lord Nelson, a dominating performance, easy in the Bing Crosby.
An unrivaled blend of elite speed and pedigree. Lord Nelson, Pulpit's last great son. Look for his first yearling selling this summer. Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number 1,000 Words should show up next Saturday in the San Felipe at Santa Anita. Number 2, Dennis's Moment, the morning line favorite in today's Fountain of Youth. Number 3, Authentic, another Bob Baffert trainee. He may also go in the San Felipe next weekend or wait for the Rebel at Oaklawn on March 14th. Numbers 4 and 5, the 2-1 finishers from the Sam F. Davis at Tampa, Independence Hall and Sole Volante. They may show up against each other once again in the Tampa Bay Derby next weekend. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.